Everybody is kung fu fighting. Your mind becomes fast as lightning. Although the future is a little bit frightening, the light that you're riding, you're a diamond in the rough, a brilliant ball of clay. You could be a work of art if you just go all the way. Look out! Now what would it take to break?
And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo. I don't know what he's doing. Well, I think he's turning
that's because,
his head and
that's
coughing.
Because last time when he hit you, you got knocked out. That's why we had that little bit of dead air there because, you know, he punched you and you were out like a light.
I thought we were observing a sound of silence.
You were out like a light, mister.
Mister. We got Trisha in studio, Eric behind the glass, the bulletproof glass, I would say.
Yes.
And this music was made in, I think it was like New Amsterdam. Is that a city? Okay. And it was in the 1400s when Leif Erikson actually beat Columbus to America.
Well, and of course it is Kung Fu Fighting from the original Kung Fu Panda, but who's singing, Dave? Here, what is this? What letter is this?
That's the C.
That's a C.
And if I'm not high, I'm
down.
C-Lo.
J-Lo. J-Lo singing.
No.
J-Lo Green.
Yeah.
C-Lo. Yeah. J-Lo Blue.
J-Lo Schwartz.
C-Lo Green. Kung Fu Fighting.
I would never guess that. I don't know who a C-Lo Green is. That below C-Lo?
No. C-Lo is very well known. He's
Are we below C-Level?
No, we will be in our next.
He's done all kinds of.
We will be below C-Level.
Yes. But Kung Fu Panda.
And this hour brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive. Got to visit Alexander. Integrity, honesty. The guy is fair as unbelievable and just the nicest guy, I got to tell you. Great work. And, of course, he does all type of auto mechanic stuff for you at 3310 East Thomas Road, 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781. Tell him Dave said hi.
And Trisha.
Okay. Back to you.
By the way, CeeLo Green isn't the nicest of people.
He's like a panda bear?
No, he actually Twittered something very awful.
It's tweeted.
He said,
tweeted.
Oh.
It's not rape if the person's passed out.
What? Why would he say that?
And he's very familiar with
Oh, for Bill Cosby. Room. Is that, he's a relative of Bill Cosby?
No, but he has his own.
He has his
own challenges in that regard.
Demons.
Yeah. Why would he say something dumb as that?
Why does anybody say dumb things?
I just said that I was going to be groping people this afternoon.
Well, that's better because they're awake and your face will be red.
They're not going to be passed out and they're going to be allowing you to do that. There's a difference.
Well, anyone who knows me, I'm like very careful about where I'm touching. I'm like, no. That's okay. I can write like this and then it's all scribbly because I'm too embarrassed.
Wow. Well, we got to get your handwriting lessons, don't we?
Yeah, cursive. All right. So, but remember, we're streaming live on Stream, STRE.AM.
Stream.
/Break Radio Show. That's where you can see myself and Dave and Trisha. And then also on Meerkat, if you choose to watch Eric, it's Meerkat. On Meerkat, it's Eric Reiner.
What's the question?
One. I'm asking you for your username.
You've had it like for weeks, months.
I know, but I was letting you talk as well.
Dave's forgetfulness wears off on him.
Yeah.
Was I supposed to say something? I was looking at something else.
No, that's okay. Let's just, you know what? I'll take over from here and talk a little bit about Kung Fu Panda 3. It opened up yesterday. This is an animated adventure. Of course, the third in this franchise. Jack Black once again voices a panda who this time is reunited with his estranged father, voiced by Bryan Cranston, and travels to a secret panda paradise. But when a supernatural villain, voiced by J.K. Simmons, begins to sweep across China, defeating all the Kung Fu masters, he must do the impossible. Learn to train a village full of his fun-loving, clumsy brethren to become the ultimate band of Kung Fu Pandas.
By the way, thank you for the picture of you and Tigress.
You're welcome. You're welcome. That was me and Angelina Jolie.
Your new girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, she was Angelina Jolie was at the premiere dressed in
that
a
costume?
Tiger. Yes, in a tiger outfit. Yeah.
Mm. It's called Tigress.
Her character Tigress. Yeah. I was hoping that the female panda, there's a new character in this one. I forget her name, but her real name is Goldie Hawn's daughter.
Oh.
Kate.
Kate Hudson. I love Kate Hudson. Yeah. I love her.
Yeah, we love her.
Yeah, so she's in the movie, kind of a girlfriend for Poe.
Who's Poe?
Jack
Poe
Blackster.
Is the main character.
Alan,
Jack
Alan
Black's panda character.
Something Poe? What's that Poe?
Jack Black's character.
Alan, what? Alan someone Poe.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Edgar.
No.
Edgar.
Careful.
Allan Poe.
No.
What did he do? The
Poe
Raven?
Raven.
How did I know that?
Poe the Panda.
Poe the Panda.
He
Larry Moe and Curly Poe.
Come on, rain it in, Dave. Rain it in.
So he meets his father, and of course we all know that Poe's adoptive father is a goose, right?
Right.
Right.
I never heard of that.
Or something.
Where do you get these things?
You've never seen the movie, I guess.
No, because they hurt people. You said Eric said they're mean to people.
No, not real
pandas. Animated pandas.
I like Panda Express. No, actually, I went to. I won't say it's Panda Express. I went to this place the other night. It was 9:28. They close at 9:30. Eric, what does that mean? If they're open at 9:28,
that means that they have to stay an extra 20 minutes if you want to eat.
They refuse service.
You know who would never do that and never allow that to happen?
Who?
Mr. Ling from
That's
Kung Fu Panda
3. Mr. Ling.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Mr. Ling, he's got his own little dumpling shop.
What's a dumpling shop?
He sells dumplings and buns, right? What's the kind of buns?
Shumai.
So
I call it shopao, which
is... So the two words, bling is like jewelry, right? And so people wear bling, dumpling?
No.
Dumpling?
So he
no?
But, of course, he adopted... Poe found him in a radish box, and now
Poe from Turkestan.
Poe met his real dad, voiced by Bryan Cranston.
Was he on one of those reality shows and had a DNA test?
Well, it's a kind of a conflict. So then he goes to learn about his true self, and Kung Fu Panda 3 features a fun mix of hijinks and high octane action for younger viewers. Of course, kids are going to love this as much as they love the last two. Spirituality and sweet sentimentality for older viewers. So the adults that bring the kids and just anyone who's just a fan of this franchise. I've never really been much of a Kung Fu Panda fan.
Oh.
But this one I kind of liked. The animated film franchise's heart and soul has always been that relationship between Poe and his adopted father, Mr. Ping. I'm sorry, I was saying Ling. Mr. Ping. That's not racist.
Pong?
That aspect is revisited and challenged in this sequel and accompanied by an additional message about how reaching beyond one's own perceived limitations and children and adults alike will learn a few valuable life lessons while also enjoying an electrifying array of visuals that season a fast-paced, exciting story. I'm giving it 3 stars. Kung Fu Panda 3.
Fair
three
enough.
Stars.
Well, I will tell you, that's one thing
that
is one thing that I have really, really liked about this franchise. They are able to keep it fresh, but still follow the same storyline enough for the kids to enjoy it. They have enough humor that the adults will get, and the message is huge.
The message is so huge
in every single one of those Kung Fu Pandas that, like you said, just because... you're a certain creature, in his case, a panda, you know, who likes to eat and is heavy, doesn't mean that you can't become something more. You know, a lot of times people try to squeeze you in a box and say, this is all you can do. And that's not true. You can do anything you wish to do if that's what your true dream is.
And even if it's not your true dream, one of the messages here is, you know, how are you ever going to know if you can or can't do something
if you haven't tried? Exactly.
That's the song that we played earlier.
Try.
So, you know, Shifu, voiced by Dustin Hoffman, Shifu, Master Shifu. I'm surprised I remember that name.
Is that a real name?
Yeah, in the movie. Yeah, the real name. He tells Poe that, you know, you're going to teach the class. You're going to teach all of your, you know, everyone else, the Angelina Jolie character and stuff like that. And Poe says, wait, wait, I can't do this. I can't do this. And he goes, no, you're going to go ahead and do it. So he does that, you know, and he doesn't do too well. But then he tells him he's got to find his chi. He's got to find his true self. And, of course, that's when his father comes, his real father. And he goes,
oh,
maybe this is who my true self is, my real father. But it's not that superficial, right?
No, exactly not, because none of us are our parents, and even none of us are what we were brought, the way we were brought up.
Right.
You know, we become our own people.
Right, and you got to learn to use your own talents and use other people's talents. Teach them how to use their talents. I'm not going to spoil the movie for you, but it is enjoyable. I had fun. Like I said, I'm still not a huge fan of the Kung Fu Panda franchise.
But you liked it.
I liked it, and of course, you know, I love seeing the Kung Fu Panda balloon in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. That's always fun, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it is a good movie. 3 stars.
I've seen it a few times. The big Macy balloon or something.
Yes.
What is that?
It's a balloon. That's what it is. But if you have kids, bring them to see Kung Fu Panda 3 this weekend. If you don't have kids and you're in for, you know, in your bored. No. If you're looking for some fun excitement.
If you're looking for fun excitement, you don't go to... No.
It's something enjoyable and funny to watch. Graffiti crawl.
Okay. But you go there. Because that would be fun and excitement.
Well,
am I right, Eric?
We don't know that yet.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What would you write if you were there at the graffiti bar, ball, or whatever?
Graffiti ball.
What
crawl.
Would I write?
Crawl. What?
Would I write?
Yeah, on someone.
It depends on who the person is, I suppose.
I'd write my phone number.
Maybe their name or their, I don't know.
Wow.
I'd
probably
write their
something
sign.
Dirty.
Oh, you would?
That's something I can't say over the air.
Yeah,
oh, my
gosh. You can't say. That's why I was going to wear last year's shirt.
So I'm more into pictures. I would probably draw a picture.
Yeah.
I would paint a picture.
Someone drew a minion on me last year.
A minion?
Yeah.
That's worth a million laughs.
You know what? Over at Walmart, they have minatas.
Oh,
are
really?
Those girl
nice.
Minions?
Minions that are pinatas.
You can hit them.
Oh, you
well,
can hit them.
You know what?
Minions?
Kung Fu Panda 3, 3 stars. We've got a great guest coming up next. He's going to tell us about pandas for realsies.
Oh, for real.
For
pandas.
Realsies.
Reality?
Yeah, in reality. Pandas. We're going to talk a little bit about Panda Mountain with Mark Brody. But before we get to that, we need to hear another version of Kung Fu Fighting from Kung Fu Panda 3 this time. This is the Vamps singing Kung Fu Fighting from the soundtrack of Kung Fu Panda 3.
Wow, that's amazing. Just don't close at 9:30. I mean 9:28.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Is this a rock song?
Well, it's Kung Fu Fighting, but they're saying, you know, you got to learn your chi.
Chi. I hear it twice.
The key is chi. Oh, now I get it. Chi. Yeah, that's the ancient.
Battle of the Fist.
Okay, I like it. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Helping you find your cheese.
We'll be right back.